Hello, I'm Oliver Colling, and this is the My 70s TV Childhood Quiz. Welcome back to the best, if not the only, quiz based on the award shortlisted podcast My 70s TV Childhood. We bring you 20 questions of 1970s themed TV trivia every fortnight, for you to test your brains and your memory of what was on the telly in the 1970s. This week, I'm very pleased to tell you that I don't have any apologies to make for incorrect or controversial answers, which is quite nice after a few howlers on my part in the last few quizzes. As a result of recent slippages, I have introduced the My 70s TV Childhood Fact Verification Unit, a crack team of experts who ruthlessly examine every question and answer to make sure it passes the high bar of integrity which we, as a responsible media outlet, set ourselves. So that's okay then. If you haven't played our quiz before, I'd ask why not first, and if you are a regular, then welcome back. I have had a few comments on the last quiz emailed to me at quiz@my70stvchildhood.com, which mostly say last time's quiz was too easy. For goodness sake. You, my wonderful listeners, are never satisfied, as I often receive emails telling me the quiz is too hard as well. So I suppose I should take some comfort in that, and I guess that on balance we are pitching the degree of difficulty just about right. Okay, enough of my going on. Let's get on to the serious business of the quiz. It's 20 questions over 4 rounds, and it's just for fun. Although I do enjoy the fact that many of you are hyper-competitive about this with your family and friends. So grab a pen and paper, fill your glass or mug with a suitable beverage. It's Coke Zero for me this week, for some reason. And let's play. And today, our first round is a return to our regular spin the wheel round. Unfortunately, our AI-powered theme tune generator is currently being held to ransom by a North Korean software hacker this week, so we'll leave our spin the wheel and name that tune mashup for a later date. Okay, I'm going to spin our specially constructed Wheel of Fate to choose a year upon which I will ask you some questions. So, let's spin the wheel. And it's landed on 1974. Round 1. Question 1. On the 4th of January 1974, ITV showed the first episode of its popular drama set inside a women's prison. What was it called? Question 2. September saw the first episode of Rising Damp shown on ITV, featuring miserable misfit landlord Rigsby, played by Leonard Rosser, and his equally forlorn tenants. But what was Rigsby's first name? What was Rigsby's first name? Question 3. Between January and early February 1974, BBC One and BBC Two closed down programming at 10:30 p.m. Why? Question 4. On the 23rd of September, the BBC launched its revolutionary new on-screen teletext service. What was it called? And finally, question 5. On the 5th of December 1974, which iconic comedy show's last episode, entitled Party Political Broadcast, was shown on BBC Two? How was that for starters? I think that was reasonably gentle as an opening round. So, on to round 2. Round 2 is our marathon or Phil Rouge round, which is based on previous episodes of our podcast. So don't worry if you haven't listened yet, because you should still be able to make a reasonable guess at most of the questions. Question 1. In July 2023, we look fondly back at How, the ITV show which asked and answered lots of interesting questions. But who was the main female presenter of the show? Question 2. Way back in September 2020, we featured the banana splits in an episode titled Size of an Elephant. Which cartoon series featured in the show did that phrase come from? So which cartoon did size of an elephant come from? Question 3. In November 2020, we looked back at Top of the Pops and music in general, and I shared some of the first records I had as a child. One of them was called Christmas Don't Be Late. Who sang it? Question 4. Our episode from April last year, CD Sitcoms, featured two, well, CD sitcoms. And which sitcoms were they? What were our two CD sitcoms? And question 5. In November 2023, our episode Pies, Pints and Punchlines, we featured the Wheel Tappers and Shunter Social Club. Who is the regular compere at the club? So who was the regular compere at the Wheel Tappers and Shunters Social Club? Halfway through already. Hope you're doing okay. Let's go on to our third round, which is our Name That Tune round, so called in honour of the unforgettable ITV game show with a legendary comedian, Tom O'Connor. So let's play. This round is quite simple. I'll play a TV theme tune from the 1970s. You write it down. And if you're correct, you get a point. Okay, let's start with theme tune 1. Now, theme tune 2, which I'd hope most of you will know. And on to theme 3. Ooh, that still sends shivers down my spine even now, many years later. And on to theme tune 4. Bit tricky that one, I think. But theme tune 5 should be much more familiar. And there we are. All of a sudden, we're on to our final round, which is our TV Times round, where anything goes. So let's have 5 questions of general TV trivia. Question 1. Lindsay Wagner played Jamie Summers in which popular TV show? Lindsay Wagner played Jamie Summers in which popular TV show? Question 2. In the episode of Fawlty Towers called The Germans, what does Basil tell his staff not to mention? Question 3. Which host of the first two series of Top Gear also appeared on the Morecambe and Wise Christmas show? Question 4. You probably remember Susan Stranks as a presenter on Magpie. But what children's TV show did she present from 1974 to 1981? And here's a clue. It featured a spider. And finally, on a similar theme, question 5. Which Granada Lunchtime TV show got us singing with Kathy Jones and Keith Field? So that's that for our questions this week. And while you're checking your answers, let's go back and look at last week's bonus question. Last week's bonus question was, the Rovers' return in Coronation Street must be one of the most famous fictional pubs on TV. During the 1970s, it had lots of barmaids behind the counter, including Betty Turpin, Bette Lynch and Blanche Hunt, Deirdre's mum. There were also a few regular barmen, but one of them worked in the pub for 8 years. What was the character's name? And for a bonus answer point, who was the actor who played him? And as many of you correctly said, it was Fred G, who was played by Fred Feast. So let's go on to this week's bonus. In the opening of a popular 1970s TV show, a few questions are asked during this opening sequence. And here they are. What's got four legs? Walks peculiar. Talks with all the choicest words. What's got four arms? Loves to grab you. Answer is two. What? And I'll repeat that for you. What's got four legs? Walks peculiar. Talks with all the choicest words. What's got four arms? Loves to grab you. Answer is two. What? If you know the answer to that, then why don't you drop me a line? Quiz at My70s TV Childhood. Okay, back to this week and the all-important answers. Round one, our spin the wheel round from 1974. The ITV show, first shown on the 4th of January, set in a women's prison, was Within These Walls. Question two. What was Rigsby's first name in Rising Damp? It was Rupert. Rupert Rigsby. Question 3. Between January and early February 1974, BBC One and BBC Two closed down programmes at 10:30. Why? Well, they did it on instructions from the government to save electricity as a result of the three-day week and the subsequent power crisis. Those were the days, eh? Question 4. The revolutionary new on-screen teletext service launched by the BBC on the 23rd of September was, and I should hope most of you got this, CFAX. And on the 5th of December 1974, which iconic comedy show's last episode entitled Party Political Broadcast was shown on BBC Two, it was Monty Python's Flying Circus. Round two, our Fil Rouge round. Question one. Looking back at how, who was the main female presenter? And it was Bunty James. Question 2. In our episode featuring the banana splits, size of an elephant was a phrase that came from the cartoon series The Arabian Nights. Question 3. What was one of my first records? Christmas Don't Be Late, and who sang it? It was Alvin and the Chipmunks, if you remember that one. Question 4. The two CD sitcoms we mentioned in our episode were Steptoe and Son and Rising Damp. And question 5. Who was the regular compere at the Wheel Tappers and Shunters Social Club? It was Bernard Manning. All right, now let's go on to round 3, our Name That Tune round. The first one just reminds me of Judith Chalmers and Bright Faraway Places, Wish You Were Here. Second theme tune, I should imagine many of you got this one, was Bod which I'm sure was written under the influence of something illegal. Question 3. I hope I haven't given anybody nightmares by the opening sequence of Children of the Stones, which many of you have written to me about saying it's one of the most unsettling things you've ever seen on television. Question 4. Bit tricky, this one. This is a theme tune to the BBC's adaptation of The Palliser's. So the answer is The Palliser's, which was very popular drama in the early 1970s. And question 5, again, I think many of you probably got this one. That was the theme tune to Sports Night. Okay, on to round 4, our TV Times round. Lindsay Wagner played Jamie Summers in The Bionic Woman, was the answer for question 1. And in question 2, in the episode of Fawlty Towers called The Germans, what does Basil tell his staff not to mention? Don't mention the war. And question 3. Which host of the first 2 series of Top Gear also appeared on the Morecambe and Wise Christmas show? Well, the answer to this one may surprise you. It's Angela Rippon, who many people have forgotten was one of the first hosts of Top Gear. Question 4. What was the children's programme that Susan Stranks appeared on that featured a spider? And I should have said it wasn't a real spider, it was a puppet spider. And that was Paper Play. And finally, question 5. Similar kind of theme, Granada lunchtime TV show that got us singing with Kathy Jones and Keith Field was A Handful of Songs. And I won't sing the theme tune. So how did you do? Of course, anything you've Googled doesn't count, but I hope you've done well this week. If not, then probably time to top up your drink and drown your sorrows. Although I should say, please drink responsibly. Whatever that's supposed to mean. Well, that's all for another quiz. I do hope you've enjoyed it, and I look forward to our next quiz in a fortnight. In the meantime, don't forget to like, rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts, and to join us next week for the next episode of our regular podcast. Until then, have a great week, and join us again soon on My 70s TV Childhood and the My 70s TV Childhood Quiz.